According to Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in the Braisa. It says, V'dibru. Yeah, a shoytrim. And the shoytrim spoke. Yochol, you may think, Devorim shel atzmon. They're the words of themselves, meaning they initiated this conversation, this speech, right? But it's not true, because if you carry on reading the Pesukim, Kishuhu Oymer, the Yosua Shotrim, it says later on in Posuk, the eighth Posuk, yeah, Hare, right? It says the Yosua Shotrim. So then that sounds like they will add on. They'll give their piece, the Shotrim. Hare, Devorim Shel Atzmon Omor. That over there is speaking about their own words.
And you translate by him.
They will continue, like Mosif, the Hosif. Right, they will add on. I would like to add my piece. Yeah. So now going back to the original posuk, which was posuk Hey, Ha Ma Ani Mekayim with Dabru Ashotrim. So when it says Dabru Ashotrim, which was said earlier, what does that mean? That is B'divri Meshuach Milchama, means it's with regards to what the Meshuach Milchama said, and they repeat it. They're like a Meturgamon, right? Basically, the Meshuach Milchama says these words, and then the Shoptim, I suppose, maybe it's a big camp, go around, like, giving the, you know, to the various units and say, you know, this is what the Kohen Meshuach Milchama said. Across from Midaber. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. So basically, we just said, yeah, that the beginning of our Mishnah, when it says V'dabru Ashotrim, right, was actually the Shotrim repeating what the Meshuach Milchama said. Right? And we prove that because it says later on in the Pesukim, we said that the Shotrim said their own words. That was the Yosua Shotrim, means they added on, meaning these were their own independent words. Would anyone like to add? So how do we do this? Right, what I just told you, yeah? Kohen Midaber, the Kohen speaks, yeah, the Shota Mashmiya, and the Shota makes everybody hear. Now, Tani Chada, we're going to bring three brises over here, basically we're going to say they're not arguing at the end. Tani Chada, one brise said, Kohen Midaber, right, the Kohen speaks, the Shota Mashmiya. And then the Shoter makes people hear what he said. But Tanya Idach, we've got another Brisa, Kohen Midaber, that the Kohen speaks, but Kohen Mashmir. And the Kohen, there's a Kohen who, another Kohen who amplifies what he says, repeats it. But Tanya Idach, we've got another Brisa, Shoter Midaber, the Shoter speaks, but Shoter Mashmir. And then another Shoter amplifies and repeats what he said. Okay, Amar Abaye, yeah, ha ketzav. Basically, we can say, it's funny, normally a lot of the times the Gemara would say below pligi, right? But they're not arguing. But basically, Abaye is just going to show in the Pesukim basically how all of these are true. So basically, what's going to happen is initially the Kohen speaks, yeah, and then another Kohen repeats what he said, stage one. Stage two is the Kohen speaks, and then the Shotrim repeat what he said. And stage three is the Shota speaks and the Shota repeats what he said.
Six times.
No, three times.
Six people speaking,
though, yeah. Three repetitions and three initiations. Hakate sad. So now, the Nigash, so this is Posuk Beis, add to Vidibru, and Vidibru is not Bechlal over here. Right, it means from Posuk Beis to Posuk Dalet. Yeah, Kohen Midaber, the Kohen speaks, the Kohen Mashmiya, and the Kohen makes heard. Okay, that's number one. Now, from Mi Vidibru, which is Posuk Hey, Ad Vyosvu, which is Posuk Ches, right, that was the Posuk mentioned before, Vyosvu Shotrim. Yeah, Kohen Midaber, here the Kohen initiates and speaks. The Shoiter Mashmiya, and the Shoiter makes heard to the people. Now, stage three, Mivyosvu, which is Posuk Ches, Right, and same thing with the previous one where it said until Yosfu was not Baklal, meaning it up to and not including. Now, Miviosfu, Posuk Ches, Ve'elach, and further on till the end, which is only like Posuk 2. Yeah. Shoita Midaber, the Shoita speaks, the Shoita Mashmir, and the Shoita makes heard. Okay, straightforward. Mio Ish Asher Bono Bais Chadash Vechule. Who is the person who built a new house? Tanur Bono, we have another Brisa. Okay, Asher Bono. It says, who built a house? So, Ein Li Ela Asher Bono. I only have seemingly a source if he actually built it, meaning with his own hands, with a labor. Right. Lokach, with regards to buying the Yorash and inheriting Venitan Loi Bumatono, or he was given a present, Minayin, where do we know that would get him a patur from the war? So Tamil Loma, Asher Bona, because it says Asher Bona Mikol Makom. Okay, so Asher Bona, right. So Rashi speaks out, so basically, because the order, because it should have said Asher Bias Bona. But as soon as it said a share bona bias, that includes something else. Okay, if you don't like that pshat, the rashash also does not like the pshat. So we should go to look at the rashash. You saw it. Make a note. The rashash basically says the word a share is a rabuya. We're going to go with that. The a share is an extra word because the rashash is actually going on. There's a gemara later on, further on in the masechta, that says a share is an extra word. So we're going to go with that. Asher's next word. Mikol Makom. Now, Yochol Sha'ani Marba. Now, you may think I'm going to also include Afa Bona Beis Shah. Right? Right. That was where the guard is. Achsadra Umar Peses, which these are things we mentioned in the Mishnah. Tamaloimar Bias. What's Bias? Mar Bias. Haroi Ladira. A Bias.
It's
I thought I was right. Oh, right, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, Ain Liela. Okay, that's why I got jumped. Right, okay, fine. I thought I missed something. Yeah, Ain Liela bias. But I'm four lines up. Sorry, messed up. Ain Liela bias. Minayin the Rabbis base of Tevin, base of Okar, a base of Eitzim, a base of Oitros. Right, so we said in the mission of these you would go back for. Sorry, right? Tamalom Asher Bona. Right, that's that Asher bit, right? Okay, fine. Mikol Makom. Meaning, okay, that means these would also be included in the house. Yochel, now, maybe, since we're including, maybe we're going to even include Shani Marbes, Aboyne, Beishah, Aksadra, and Peses. Right, Tamalom, bias. What does that mean, bias? Mer bias, Arui Ladira, just as bias is fitting to live in. So I've called a ruler zero. So it has to be something that you could potentially live in. You could say like to the cows, you know what I mean? Get out of here, I'm taking over. So based on Bokar, you could get out. But the shomer, you're not going to kick him out because you can't sleep there. You know, it's not going to be comfortable. Okay. Now Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov. So now this is a new opinion which we did not see in the Mishnah. Oimer bias kamashma oy. Bias means only a bias, and he disagrees with the aforementioned things. He doesn't agree with the base of Eitzin, the base of Bakun, and things like that. Okay. Now, another drosha, which we didn't see yet. Lo chonach. So it says, it doesn't actually say this, it says v'lo chan choy. I mean, if you look at the Pesukim, it says v'lo chan choy. But it could have said just v'lo chonach. So you read it like this. Lo chonach, v'lo chan choy, right, means there's an... The chanchoy is a limitation. The extra vav on the end is a limitation. And we're going to exclude something. Prat legazlan. That means to exclude a thief. If somebody stole a house, I have a new house. Can I get off the war? And it says, can we see your document of purchase? And it says, no, I stole it. It says, okay, sorry. You're going to go up to the...
You need a
sign of the teacher
that someone
steals
a house.
Very good, Mama Shkil, you're on fire today. Look at this. With the, right, Lema de loka Rabbi Yossi Aglili. This sounds not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, which we're going to see in the Mishnah later on. De'i Rabbi Yossi Aglili, ha omar v'racha levav. It says there's somebody who's soft of heart, yet is potter from the war, Zeha misyore. This is a person whose fear is in fear. Yeah. Miaveiru shibiado, of the sins that are in his hand. In his hand. We know that basically one of, a successful Jewish war is a spiritual endeavor, and that you need to be clean of aveiras and need to remember to say Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening. Right? So if you, and then you've got to go. But if you've got aveiras, you better go to war, because you're not going to have a nace done for you. So anyway, he's anyway not going to go. So why do I need to tell you that this guy who stole a house is Potter, is just under the general umbrella of a thief? Well, what's going on today? I'm like, we could just like write this Gemara on our own. You know, just like start with point A. Like, so, Afilu says the Gemara. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yosi Aglili. We can even say it's Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Right. Kagoin of a tshuva. He did tshuva, right? Or the Yohev Domi. Not only did tshuva, he gave the money. Oh, but nevertheless, we say that's why we need a Sheikh Honchoi to say that this person still, even though he did tshuva and gave the money, would not get off from the war. But the Gemara asks why. Kivan Zim Ikara. Oh no, sorry. Yeah. Jumping the line again. Ihachi, but if that's the case, right? Habilei Lokea. Therefore, he turns into a buyer, right? Well, they have that. And he should go back. If you tell me the case is that basically he gave the money, basically bought the house, and so he bought the house, then we know if you buy a house, you go back from the war. So answer the Gemara, no. Kivan, that since Demikora Baturus Gazela, since it became in Taurus Gazela, Osliade, lo. You can choose. What do we? Should we could stop here? The next bit is very straight. You've got to go, but the next bit is the same as what we just did. It's a brisa. Basically, what we did over here, Trust, is it, we just did a brisa, and the structure of the brisa is going to be exactly the same, just with a vineyard. Ellie, okay, fine. Fine. You'll see, right? It's very straight. So here is very good. No, here is very good. Just to notice the pattern, right? You, Shai is, it's easy for him, so he's just like, you know, right? So now, me or Isha share not a kerem. So look, Tana Rabban, we got a brisa. Now, so we quote the pasuk, a share nota that he planted, right? Just remember, we said who built a house, right? Only if he actually planted. Yeah, lokach if he bought the yorash the not the nitzalum and the tonum inayin. I'm not going to skip a bit out this time as well. Talmud loyma, it says in the brisa, yeah, umi or ish asher not or kerem. Right, so umi or ish over here, ish is the extra word. Ish was not necessary to be said. Yeah, and that's, I think I said this clearly before. And so that was also in the previous one as well. It says the ish is the ribui.
That's according to Rashi, but Asher is...
No, that's the next one. You'll see. Let me carry on. Patient. Ain the Ella Kerem. You'll see. And you'll go, ooh. Ain the Ella Kerem. I only know a Kerem, an actual vineyard. Minayin the Rabois, Chamisha Ilina, Michael, five fruit trees, a filu, Mishor, Minim, even if they're of like different things. Lemons, oranges, pears, grapes, and figs. Talmud lomar, asher nota. And here's the same. We would say that asher is a ribui, and that asher includes the other variants of keren. And now the same thing. Yochul shani marber. And we may now get it, like we say, yeah, even the guardhouse, you know what I mean? Right. Yochul ani marber, anotea arba, ilane michael, four times of ilane michael, bachamisha ilane shrak. Tamaloima Kerem. That's gonna be it, right? Right, before we have more biases, Royal Adira, and Rashi speaks out. The minimum Kerem is five trees. Right? Anything less than that is just not a Kerem. Yeah. Now, and say it again, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Kerem Kamashmoy. Right? And now the same drasha we said before, a similar one. Lo Chilel, it could have said Lo Chilel, but it says Velo Chilelo. And he did not with add the vav on. This is coming to exclude something. Prat lemavrich ulamarkiv is coming to exclude, yeah, somebody who's does the layering, and the one who does the grafting, that he would not go back.
Rashi says
that
the
Asher.
I know.
That's what you look at the Rashi.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done, Gil. Yes. Well done. So the Gemara is going to ask, this is a contradiction between the Mishnah and this Braisa, and that's going to be the continuation. Come back next week.